Who's the bitch now, bitches?
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
You bitch.
Childbirth stories for Bitch to Mitch. How about we throw in a pair of tickets to Micro Wrestling Federation, Boosters Bowie and Racine next Wednesday, Mitch? You good with that for Bitch to Mitch?
Well, I don't know much about it. Am I involved in this thing?
So what they've done is that they understand what a fan of little people you are.
Yes.
And so they're hosting this micro wrestling event featuring little people.
Yes.
And they've invited you to come out and be their special guest that evening.
Yeah.
Dreams do come true.
Man, this has been
finally,
a long time.
You're going to meet a little person.
I don't even think there's any work for you to do, from what I understand. They just want you to come out and kind of hang and enjoy. Right.
But I can do something there. I can do some announcing and some interviews maybe. I don't know. I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
So this is a week from, what do we got?
Week from Wednesday.
Just don't get in the ring. Don't wrestle. We don't want, you can't
do
that.
I'm too old. The only one I'd fight now is Ric Flair.
Oh.
Well, I mean, because he
medically induced coma, Ric Flair.
Couldn't fight back.
Might win that one.
Yeah. Man. But man, I can't wait for this micro wrestling thing.
It's a week from Wednesday night.
So you identify best call you get. Just give them the tickets to
join
you next Wednesday. All right. 414-799-1029. Hi, The Hog. What's your childbirth story?
Hey, Mitch. Yeah, I was watching Full House when my kid was born with the nurse while my wife was in induced labor.
So did you miss it?
Oh no, we were hanging out watching it while she was sitting there in all the labor pains. We'd look over once in a while at the screen and back up at the TV.
Are you still with your wife?
No, I have not been with her for
That's
a
okay.
long time.
Are you with the nurse that was watching with you?
I wish.
That would have been a great story.
Thanks,
man.
Hi, The Hog. Bitch to Mitch. What's your childbirth story?
I was having really bad contractions, and I kept telling the nurse that I was having bad contractions, and she wouldn't listen to me. They refused to give me any kind of pain medication because they didn't see on the monitor that it was that bad.
Let me ask you a question. Speaking from experience, was this your first child?
Yes.
Nurses. I swear to God, Mitch, nurses don't believe you if it's your first. They're like, she doesn't know what she thinks she's in labor. She's not even really in labor.
It's just a fart.
Yeah.
She's not going to have the kid.
All right, so go on. What ended up happening?
Well, come to find out, the nurse hooked up the monitor to my stomach wrong, and they were not registering the contractions I was having. And I can recall the nurse saying, oh, I guess you really were having contractions that whole time.
Well, wow.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. That's uncompassionate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So did you have time without any kind of pain medication, anything?
Wow.
Which is fine, but
did you have a man in the room with you? Or were you married at the time?
Yes, my husband was there with me, and my mom was there, and both of them kept saying that, oh, I don't really think it's as bad as you're trying to say. It was pretty bad.
I bet you were ready to choke him out.
Listen to the woman on the table. That's the key here. Yeah. All right. Appreciate the phone call today.
Hi, The Hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. Hi, The Hog. Bitch to Mitch. What's your childbirth story?
Mine was from my wife's labor.
Okay.
We were in there, and the anesthesiologist gave her too much in the back, whatever, the epidural.
Epidural, right.
And then she stalled. And this was at like 10 in the morning. And then they finally said, all right, Pitocin. And when my son was born, it was like 10 o'clock at night. He was healthy. He's fine.
Good.
But I had had nothing to eat all day.
Well, no, wait. It's not about you, sir.
But it sort of is. He's the husband, and he's got to be
dead. Yeah, his wife's in labor for 10 hours, so, and he's concerned that he didn't get a tuna sandwich
somewhere. Let's hear what happened.
Okay, go ahead.
I went to a vending machine. The only thing they had was a vending machine with frozen food.
Okay.
And burritos in it. So I bought a burrito, put it in the microwave, and burned the heck out of my mouth.
Oh, unreal. All ended up well, though, at the end of the night. The baby born healthy, everything was good.
Did you hear his word, stalled?
Yes.
The childbirth was stalled.
too much.
That'd be scary, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If you're the dad sitting there and your old lady's stalled, would you go, well, get some jumper cables and let's go. Let's get it going here.
Steven, my oldest, got stuck. We looked at the top of his head for 3.5 hours.
He crowned.
Think about that. That was as far, just the top of the head. That's all we could see for 3.5 hours.
All right, thanks, brother.
Yeah, and
then
they had to go in and wrench him out with the salad tongs, you know, the old forceps, grab him by the side of the head. Yanked him on out of there. So that's not fun to watch either.
No, that's bad.
That is not fun to watch.
All right, 414-799-1029. It's Bitch to Mitch. Childbirth stories. Best one gets those wrestling tickets, those micro wrestling tickets. It's 1029 The Hawk.
What the hell?
What the hell is this?
Joe and Borna. Milwaukee's 1029 The Hog.
Yeah, hi, The Hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. What happened during childbirth?
I got the best one.
Well, we'll be the judge of that.
That's right.
All right. Start league January. My kid was supposed to be born December before Christmas. Of course, he's late for everything, so he shows up in January, middle of winter. I'm hammered. I come home, pass out.
Well, that's good.
She's trying to wake me up. Said her water broke, and I said, "Yeah, whatever." So I went back to bed, and she finally gets me up. We race to the hospital. She has my son, and I looked at her and I said, that looks like your boss. Are you sleeping with your boss? And needless to say, I was in the doghouse.
So you just told her you thought she had an affair, but you were still shined up.
It wasn't mine.
On the day that your son was born.
But he was still shined up. Did you witness?
But it is your son, clearly.
Almost caught me from falling backwards because I was so drunk.
Did you drive or did she drive?
I drove, of course.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, my God. No, it's not good.
A good Wisconsinite.
Not good.
You're talking 36 years ago when it was a profession, not a problem.
Okay. That is a pretty good one. That's pretty good.
Hang up.
Thanks for the call,
Hang
man.
Up.
Hi, The Hog. Bitch to Mitch. What's your childbirth story? Hi, The Hog. It's Bitch to Mitch. What's your childbirth story?
The childbirth story I have was my 6-year-old daughter, when she was being born, I had gone drinking that night, and my wife was due to be induced the next morning. So I was at the hospital room with her that night, and she says her water breaks. Nurses come rushing in, and the one nurse says she feels baby butt. So she had to go into emergency C-section.
Yep.
While they were getting her ready, they were getting me ready to go into the room with her. And as I'm walking down the hall to the emergency room, the nurse looks at me and she goes, when we go in, whatever you do, don't look left. So what does my dumbass do? As I walk into the operating room, I look left, and there's my wife all cut open and bloody. And,
oh!
Yeah.
Did you handle it?
I did.
You didn't pass out?
I got a little queasy, but I got through it, held my wife's hand, and got her through the whole operation, and we got a healthy.
And you were liquored up the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, I had a C-section, too.
They put a curtain. Don't they put a curtain?
No, but same deal. They asked if I would like to watch, and I looked at Debbie, I don't know. And she goes, oh, just go. And when they cut her open, it was like, it was a white gray belly. For some reason, it gets gray for some reason. And you can see all inside her. And I backed up. I couldn't do it.
I couldn't do it.
Wow.
I know I going in that I couldn't do it.
I gave it a shot.
I'll see the baby. Hold the baby up when you pull it out. I can't watch the cutting and the. I couldn't do it.
I'm not a doctor.
No, I couldn't do that either.
So I took a quick peek and then I blocked it out until just now. Thanks a lot for bringing it up again.
So he doesn't get the micro wrestling.
Hang up on him.
See, I'd be like you. I would be curious.
Yeah, I was curious.
So I would start to watch, but
yeah,
I don't know. Till I've seen it, I wouldn't know.
It depends what you can stomach.
Yeah,
I took a second or two look, and then I backed up, and I was like, oh, I don't know if she's gonna die or not.
I wouldn't want to see my wife cut open. No way.
All right, 414-799-1029. Bitch to Mitch. Childbirth stories. Best one, Mitch will award you the Micro Wrestling Federation tickets for next Wednesday at Boosters Bowie in Racine. It's 1029 The Hog. 29 The Hog, Bitch to Mitch, what's your childbirth story?
We were at about 6 months pregnant, and
at that point, you don't really have a lot of appointments or anything like that. Had about a month, and was looking at doing a job change and a move from way up north to here in Milwaukee. Decided to do it. We didn't have any appointments. Scheduled ones for, you know, a month later. Start my new job. First Monday at the new job. She calls me. Her stomach hurts. She's going to go check out urgent care. We don't have insurance yet. Just started the new job.
Oh, boy.
And they say, hey, with where you're at in your pregnancy, you need to go to emergency room. We'll call you an ambulance. And I'm going, holy excuse me.
That's okay.
I'm going, holy cow. We just started a new job. We have no insurance. You're not getting an ambulance. Let me come pick you up. Pick her up, take her to the hospital. And nurses are like, oh, you're at 6 months. You're fine. Little fake everything going on. You'll be okay. We'll have the doctor take a look at you. And we'll schedule some more appointments. We'll be your new OB, and everything will be fine. I got to do a quick pelvic check. Hey, husband, go help get her pants off. And there's blood everywhere. Terrifying. Worst moment of my life. Everything works out fine. Kid's born 3 months early. We spent 3 months every day in the hospital.
Preemie. It's a preemie.
Wow. 5 years old now. Perfect. Great little girl. But
wow. That had to be. That's the worst possible thing that could happen.
The worst that has the best possible outcome. Yeah. Yes. I can't even imagine.
Hey, how would you like to go see some midget, some micro wrestlers?
micro wrestling.
Would you be able to go on Wednesday evening, a week from this Wednesday?
I'm sure I could.
There you go.
Okay, because right. I'm going to be there, and I'd like you to join me, my friend.
Yeah, that's a good call. You went through hell and back on that.
A preemie is scary anyway.
And every day, Borna and I have done so much work over the years with Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
And been up on the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit, and seen those preemies that can fit, you know, in the palm of your hand
and
easily.
And they live to be,
the work they do is amazing.
It's amazing.
I mean, miraculous.
All right, hang on
medicine.
The line, my friend.
Yeah, he's hung on there, so
good
take
stuff.
Him. Have some fun with micro wrestling.
Take him out,
him,
Mitch.
With him
next
week.
Have a good time.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Back off, bitches.
Eddie's bitch.